kitchen tray. I walked the miles, I've been a child. Now I'm a man, I've reached the age, just doing my best to break the cage. Left in a world so full of doubts, I wondered what it's all about. The rain fell hard on your facade, you kept it hid inside your jar. And the owls don't know. The pull of God, it only yields to those out working in the field. The trees are tall, the grass will grow, until from all there is to know. The bud is young, the stem is weak, the fool is left only to see. The crazy ways of other days will bring us back to the same place. And the owls don't know why the glowworm glows. And the owls don't know that it just won't go.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is David James. And welcome to another Fireside Chat with David James. Surprise, 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 what I'm going to speak about tonight. There's a lot going on in America. They're trying to put an anti-Jewishism czar or somebody to oversee anti-Semitism in America so that they can persecute the American people. And just so you'll know, the Communist Party has the advantage in the House. It passed with only one vote against it. Now you must understand what these people are voting. So this means that the whole House, except for one man or woman, voted to override the constitutional rights of the American people for Jews. You realize that that means they're all traitors, right? You realize that they should all be tried, they should be tarred and feathered, and they should be ejected from this country. If not, really, they should be killed for treason. Multiple counts of treason. We're in an age right now, ladies and gentlemen, that these people don't realize. Okay, what I want to talk about tonight is history. And I want to explain some more things about history. And this all has to do with the Jewish lens. I'll never stop talking about the Jewish lens because this is all caused and run through the Jewish lens into your minds. You're not seeing the world as it properly is. You're not understanding what's going on around you like Germany did. For instance, and I'm going to give you something that the Father revealed to me today. Just a couple of hours ago, actually. I'm a thinking man. And as I think about things, just revelations occur. I I'll save that goodie for a little bit later. I'm drinking some coffee here. I hope that you can sit back and relax and listen to me and think along with me. Deduce. And strip away the lies. One by one by one by one. That sure is good. What I can tell you is the Jews want to talk about the Holocaust every day, all day long. But they don't want you to talk about the Holocaust at all. They only want you to hear their side of the story. They don't want any discussion. They don't want you to think about it. They just want you to accept it and swallow it whole. Which most of you have. But not as much as you may think. We have all swallowed that at some point. I never cared about it, to be honest with you. I told you I was taught about it in school, and it had a zero effect on me. I don't care about those people. I just never did. I never even really paid attention and knew they even existed, in a sense, too, most of my young life. Nobody was there to teach me that these enemies were here. Because they themselves didn't know. May I just say over and over again that this is what happens to your country when you let Jews in your country. So you have nobody to blame but yourself. Of course, I didn't say I wanted to have any Jews in. I wasn't asked whether I wanted any Jews in, and probably you haven't either. Nevertheless, they're in. And once they're in, they were let here to be equal citizens, as usual. And then once they get to their dirty business of all the things they do, child ritual, murder, sacrifice, etc., 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 now we're to the point where there's anti-Jewishism. Whereas if the Jews weren't here, there wouldn't be any anti-Jewishism. And this is something that repeats over and 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 over. Decade after decade, year after year, century after century, millennium after millennium. And so they don't want you to talk about what happened in World War II. They just want to tell you what the record is. They can change it at any time. They're trying to change it to more now. They're trying to say more than 6 million died. And, you know, and you're supposed to just swallow that too. And if you don't swallow it, well, we have to do something about it. Now, what I think is funny is, what about the 359 times they've been kicked out of the nations of Europe? How come they never want to talk about that? I mean, that's obvious why, right? You see, they want to remain the victim. Remember this, okay? This is something that I taught on before, that I read an article. I didn't come up with this original thought. This is somebody else's thinking. But I wouldn't have minded coming up with it, because it's absolutely, as they say in good old England, it's spot on. You see, what you don't realize has been done to you, dear Christians, is these Christ killers, who have always been known as Christ killers and have been hated for being Christ killers, now have changed themselves from being the perpetrator of the greatest crime of all time, which is killing Jesus Christ, and they've changed it to victimhood, their victimhood, where the Christians in Germany supposedly put them under a Holocaust. And this killing of the Jews supersedes the cross of Christ in the world's view now. In other words, the greatest crime of all time was them crucifying Christ, these Christ-killing Jews. But now they've turned it around on you and claimed that Christians, these German Christians, are the most evil people in the world. I saw a thing today where it said that Eva Braun tried to portray Hitler as a loving and caring man. Well, he was a loving and caring man. Now, do you understand what I'm telling you about them now, the victims? And the worst thing that has happened in all of time, according to our world today, is not Jesus Christ dying on the cross. It is these Jews in some false Holocaust story, fable that they've made up. The primary fable of the Jews, I call it. Do you understand that that's what is going on? You Christians don't think the killing of Christ was important. The Romans didn't kill Christ. Pontius Pilate did not kill Christ. He washed his hands of this ordeal. The crowd chose who would be killed, not the Romans and not Pontius Pilate. The Jews let a criminal go free and killed the Messiah. Killed Yahweh in the flesh. I mean, it had to happen anyway. But this is the most dastardly deed that has ever been done in all of history. And they've taken this false fable and made it more important than Christ. It's not more important, but they are portraying it to be more important. They're trying to say they never killed Christ. They try to put it on the Romans and say the Romans killed Christ. They're trying to change the record of history and put it on the Romans in the scriptures, in the book of books, the One Testament. And just so you'll know, the last record of these Jews before they were dispersed, they claim was 70 AD. So all these 359 times of being kicked out of countries for child ritual murder sacrifice and dastardly deeds and usury and property theft and just criminality, poisoning of wells, etc. And I mean, it just goes on and on and on and on. This has just disappeared. This history has disappeared as far as they want it to be. But I'm going to tell you something that's a nice little secret. You see, I'm not going to tell you the big secret yet. I'm going to tell you that they pulled out the center of the Book of Books, which weakened the Book of Books, which took out the Apocrypha, which was very, very important. and still is very important. And well, you got to understand, that's these time periods that we're talking about fill in all the empty spaces and actually give further testimony to the earlier books in the One Testament, the scriptures. Now, these Jews are guilty of changing the word. We know what the word says about that, don't we? Don't we? They took out his holy name about 6,800 times and changed it with the words God and Lord. And Lord means Baal. And God was a pagan term. Because these Jew Pharisees said that the name of Yahweh was too holy to utter. Yet Yahweh himself says that he wanted his name shouted from the rooftops, and that we should pray in his name. And his name was always used until this point, which weakened Christianity totally. Just as the division of all the church has weakened. Anytime you divide, you try to divide the scriptures, or you try to divide a river, or you try to divide a nation against itself with democracy, or you try to divide up people into further denominations, you weaken the whole thing and dilute it incredibly. And so they don't want to talk about the 359 times they were kicked out of those countries and the reasons why. They just blanketly cover that with, we are a persecuted people. But you have to understand the patterns of the Jews. I just told you what the pattern is. They're crying on your doorstep. They come into your country. And pretty soon, they're at their deeds. They're getting themselves entrenched in your government. They're killing your children, sacrificing your children. They're putting you under usury. They're stealing your property, your dignity, your everything. Your businesses, your farms. And then when the public cries with anti-Jewishism, they want to persecute the people for crying out against them. They want to call them haters. Like as if people that do bad things to you, you should love. Well, isn't that what Jesus said? No, that's not what he said. Get this. This is the big picture of the thing, too. By pretending they are us, they are bearing false witness, number one. Now, that's something the Father just gave me right there. Now, we know that the Jews are the biggest liars in the world. And, of course, the Sicilians have Jew blood in them. And they told us that they're the biggest liars in the world and the best. But I'm going to tell you that the Jews are bearing false witness that they are any of the tribes of Israel at all. They're not any of the tribes of Israel at all. Certainly not Judah. And certainly not any of the other ones as well. They did tell the truth in their Jewish Encyclopedia where they said Edom is in modern Jewry. They did do that. That's nothing new. You've heard that over and over and over again. But they will never do that on their media or in their Hollywood stories or in their fables or anything. Because they've got you tricked. They've lied to you and they bared false witness saying that they are the tribes of Israel. They're the tribe of Judah. And that all the other tribes just disappeared. The father just, he's not great enough. You know what I mean? He can't keep track of his children. You don't know what, he knows where the Jews are, but he doesn't know where all the rest of his tribes are. he can't seem to find them. Well, the key is number one, they're bearing false witness about who they are. And when they split up our scriptures into old and new, which I don't recognize whatsoever and will not recognize ever again, they deliberately did this so that they could claim and hide their real history at this time. Now, the Jews are in the scriptures on the opposite side of the Israelites as the Edomites or the Canaanites. However, all that other history, the 359 times and all these things just aren't there's no record. Well, of course there are records of it, but the Jews don't want anyone to know about it. So the secret is, by claiming they're the Israelites of the Bible and that the so-called Old Testament, which is complete crap, is their history, they have completely blotted out their true history. Because you're not getting an accurate view of who they really are. The scriptures definitely tell a lot about who they are, but they've changed who they are in those testimonies of history. And they've also blotted out history by, as I've said before, by burning down libraries and stealing books and destroying them. And then they'll blame and say Hitler destroyed literature. Let me tell you, they're in the process of changing history right now, rewriting it, blotting out the white history, our great history. See, they can't blot out the Testament, the Book of Books. But for many of you that have been tricked, they already have blotted out and called it the Old Testament. So your great white history, and of course your sins too, have been blotted out. So right now they're trying, some brother was just talking about how they say that England was discovered by Africa. Africa couldn't even discover Africa, never mind England or the UK. But anyway, neither here nor there. They're trying to wipe out all of our history, like I was talking about before with the architecture and the libraries and the destroying of the 200 buildings just in Chicago alone in the late 19th century. But they're working on blotting out all of our history. All of the greatness of the white race, they're blotting out. But let me give you a little clue now. When the kingdom comes, and it will, which history do you think will be remembered? Do you think that anybody's going to remember any Jew or decide to want to remember any Jew? For instance, there are people that are selling their souls to become stars. Whether it's music stars, stars of the nine muses. It's either seven or nine muses. I believe it's nine, though. It's all to do with feelings. And because the Jews operate in those theaters, those psyops, those propagandistic plays, they get the white folks to sell their souls so that they can think that they're going to be remembered in history. Like these actors all think that in, you know, 200 years from now, they're even going to be remembered. Or, you know, who knows? You know, if Christ comes within the next 50 years, that's it. They're not going to be, there is not going to be any remembrance of that. But the history that was blotted out shall be restored, because it's part of what we've lost. Somebody stole it from us. And we know who that is, don't we, Mr. Jew? You're a mean one, Mr. Jew. Your end is coming soon. I can't wait till you're burning and Yahweh sets you up, Mr. Jew. You're a despicable, stinky, ugly, inside and out mess. Right. You're a dirty one, Mr. Jew, and you can't play fair, 'cause you know you'll never win. You're full of sin, Mr. Jew. You're a weakling and ugly too. You know, all that history, all this nonsense of Marlon Brando, who has the Jewish connection. Yes, he does. You thought he was Italian, right? Well, he's supposedly the greatest actor of all time. But there have been actors all through history that you have no idea about. Have you ever thought of that? Actors that you'll never know about today. Musicians that you'll never know about today. I can already tell you the musicians of today can't even hold a candle to the musicians of 50 years ago, and they can't hold a candle to the musicians in the 1700s and 1800s. 1600s. Matter of fact, they're not even close to that level, not even in the same spectrum. The greatest music was the white music, even 50 years ago. And the Jew didn't like it that Whitey was so good at that. So the Jew, he got some affirmative action musicians to sell their souls so that they could be superstars. And we can see plainly that they're not superstars. We can see plainly that they don't have any talent. And they have to have some dancers dance around them, because they can't really play the instruments or really do the singing that really was done even 100 years ago today. In other words, the entertainment is so low grade today, and they're telling you it's the that these some of these people are the best of all time. you know, you're just not realizing. I guess you've never tasted steak, so you wouldn't know that you're being fed dog food. Let me take another sip as I ponder on that. So why don't they want to discuss the 359 times they were kicked out of the countries of Europe? Don't they have any fables from those times? All they can come up with is the German thing? There surely must be some fables from those times. What do you think? Are there or aren't there? Why don't they want to talk about it? Why are they hiding their real history? Why did they go to the libraries and destroy all the books that were testifying against their history? Somehow the Josephus thing made it through. And from what Eli and Steve were saying as they were reading it, he was a general in the Roman army. And if that's true, no Roman citizen can be a Jew, so Josephus could not be a Jew. No citizen of Rome could be a Jew. Again, as I've told you, the Apostle Paul is not a Jew. He was an Israelite of the tribe of Benjamin, and he was also a citizen of Rome. And no Jew could be a citizen of Rome. That's probably why the Jews hated Rome. And they probably pulled the same things. I mean, we'll look into it someday together. I'm sure I know these patterns too well. I know that they were running the slave trades when the Romans would have fights with people. They would be there to pick up the people and sell them into slavery. But here's the one little secret, too. Is the father knows the history of his offspring. And when we are in his kingdom, we shall hear of the history of the greatness of our race. We'll also hear of the caveats. But we will know about the greatness of our race. The reason why this is all being blotted out is because they don't want you to know what your capabilities are. They want, as I've said before, I like to repeat these things a few times. I just said some of these things. They're blotting out your history. They're blotting out your architecture. They're blotting out all the greatness of the white race. Because you would gain a sense of white pride from it. And you would know that the others were not equal with you. You would know that your greatness is what caused all the greatness of the world. Even though we are not to love the world, all of the greatness of the world was done through the white race. All of the great art, all of the great music, all of the great architecture, all of the great civilizations, everything was done through the white race. Now, one of the things that is going on right now, and I'm noticing this, is the Jews believe now that they've got enough technology from Whitey, and they, what they're doing with YouTube, I'm going to tell you a little secret here that I believe the Father revealed to me. See, YouTube, all the white people, they go on there and they do their recipes, and they show all the great Italian recipes and all the great French recipes and all these different things. And these will be a record of these recipes. And once they have the record of these recipes, they no longer need the people that created the recipes or that do the recipes. They believe. And so they're making a great record through YouTube. YoodenTube, I call it. And you just have to realize what I'm telling you. You have to just think about it. Does it make sense? There's an old Italian grandma that I've been watching cooking all the great old Italian dishes. Brajole and all these different dishes. Of course, I wouldn't put any of that prosciutto or anything on anything. But generally speaking, most of her recipes don't have pork in it. Now, I believe she's from the Sicilian side, but neither here nor there. I don't even know whether the Jews know that about the connection or not. They just want... Italians appear as white people. People think that all the Italians are white people, whether they're the ones that came from Sicily, that they called the grease balls and all that stuff, or if it's the ones from the north that were blonde-haired and blue-eyed. They think that they're all white people. So they want to wipe them out. So the grandma, they've got some guy doing the camera on this thing. And he sounds like, you know, Jews just have a voice that is so annoying. I'm not positive he's a Jew. He definitely doesn't sound like a white man. And he definitely doesn't sound like an Italian. Sounds to me like there's a Jew in the woodpile there. And the Jews getting this old woman to record on tape all of the recipes from the old grandmother. And pretty soon we won't need any of the Italians. Any of the white people. That's what the Jews are thinking. They're collecting all they can from Whitey now so that when they wipe him out, which I really doubt can happen, they'll have all they need, they think. They'll even have the DNA recipes of white people in case they want to breed some white women to use as sex slaves or something. But they're not, just like Negroes, they can't see very far into the future. Most of the people that have sold their souls, they thought that they were going to go down in history. But in reality, it's king for a day. Or king for a very short period that you sold your soul for. And your history will burn up as useless works. Now the Jew already knows where they're headed. But they got a lot of people to come their way. You have to realize that through the Jewish lens, Marlon Brando helped to bring forth a whole... They used him to contrive the motorcycle culture. And then they used some bands. They had bands like Steppenwolf, and they had... you know, Easy Rider and these things to further it. To where there are whole cultures of biker gangs all over the world now. This was brought into fruition. It was contrived. It was perceived to be something worthy and cool. And therefore, many men's lives and women's lives have been destroyed by that culture. Because it was contrived as a criminal element in most cases. I mean, you don't call yourself Hell's Angels for nothing. And Hell's Angel would be a demon in shoe leather. Get it? Hell's Angel? See, Heaven's Angel is much different than Hell's Angel. I know I'm pointing out the obvious. But I guess it's just something you just don't think about. Or do you? For instance, Rolling Stones. The name the Rolling Stones. See, what it means is they have no foundation. If you're standing on the rock, you're standing on a firm foundation. If you're a rolling stone, it means you have no foundation whatsoever. So this whole culture was brought forth by a movie or two or something. You know what I mean? And then this Brando feller, why he's recognized to be one of the greatest actors of all times is because through the Jewish lens, he destroyed people's lives like that, right? Well, now let's look at another aspect. He was in The Godfather and helped to propel that genre and to modify that culture of hatred, that culture of evil. You understand? See, this is big stuff. This fellow's a Jew. He knows it doesn't matter how much evil he does, he's going the same place. And so he's done his part. And that's probably not all he's done. That fellow's been in many movies. And everything that he's been involved in has flourished in real society. Evil has flourished. And many think of him as a hero. And they begin to think of evil characters as heroes. Like I told you, the Italians, or actually the Italians, are very proud of an uncle that's a made man. They're very proud of these mafia movies. They're proud of the evil that is done in these organizations. And these movies often try to portray them as family men, family loving people. The Jewish lens has brought things forth. I told you about film noir, which also, it wasn't just Marlon Brando, the gangster culture was nourished through this genre. And going back a little more, it's been nourished recently with The Sopranos. It's the whole game has even changed even further. You see, they justify things in their minds. They'll say, well, we did evil for a while, but now we run legitimate businesses. But they still have no conscience, no morals, no compass from the Father. They're hybrids, abominations to the Father, abominations to society, degenerates that look at themselves and think that they're great. Each one wanting to outdo the next to see if they could be the greatest of all time. I want you to think about something interesting. I thought about it and it kind of like hit me real heavy. See, these people are not real men. Only the white race are men. But when you become somebody in the mafia, you become a made man. You're not really a man because you're not white, but you're a made man. Made by who? Made by other criminals? Made by the devil? Very interesting, isn't it? They chose the word, not me. The term. Why that term of all terms? And then when they call Cosa Nostra our thing, it's brought right out of America. Do your own thing. It's their thing to be criminals, to make money the easier way, to shed blood without any remorse. To live for the fake dollar and to do all sorts of evil to acquire it. And of course, the status quo has a lot to do with it too, the bling bling. And then the Negroes see these things and want to emulate them. And so the Negro wants to be a gangster. They want to also make money through evil enterprise, in the sense of through doing evil, through killing. Because the Negro doesn't care any more than the Italian. The Italian's smarter than the Negro, but the Negro doesn't think of the consequences any more than the Italian does. They try to con you with The Sopranos. I've finished the first season, but I haven't got any further, but I'll eventually get further. And my, the things I've learned. But they try to portray Mr. Soprano as, you know, he was in the Sicilian scene, by the way, in case you didn't know that. He was the one that cut the fellow's hand and poured alcohol on it. So in the beginning of The Sopranos, this fellow is going to a psychiatrist because his conscience is bothering him. And he's a real family man, loves his children and all this kind of stuff. And his children are pretty much evil. Of course, the daughter's the smartest of them all. Yeah, same old, same old. And the wife just hides her head and pretends, you know, well, it's okay. if I'm in a mafia family, as long as I, you know, have the best of things, it doesn't really matter. But you see, it's a false portrayal. Anybody can love their own, though. You know that, right? It's easy to love your own. Even the rat loves its own children, right? I mean, to a point, right? The Jew loves its own children to a point, too, but it will rape its own child. You see? It will make sure that it appears in society that it loves its own child, but the child will never tell you why it turned out to be a homosexual because it was raped by its own father or something, you see? Truth is definitely stranger than fiction. And the Jewish lens is rife with fiction, with made-up things, evil thoughts brought into fruition, put into your mind as truth. They want you to believe that that's all truth, that what you've seen there. Then again, when they find out that they put the mark of the beast on the first vampire, Bela Lugosi, when he was going to bite the Anglo-Saxon woman's neck with his big hook nose and his widow's peak, they got smart real quick and took that star off him after that. Because they didn't want you to really equate the fact that there are really vampires, Jews that are really vampires, like Ben Franklin said they were. And they are. And it's just like that, too. They have to subsist off the blood of the Christian Anglo-Saxon. Or Negroes, whatever they can get, but preferably the Christian Anglo-Saxon. That's why they come into our societies. Because they don't have the life force in their blood or in their bone marrow. That's why they run the Red Cross. I've told you all these things before. That gives them access to the blood supply. Of course, the Jew vampire would want to control the blood supply. And of course, it would be called the Red Cross. Oh, no, that's because it's blood. Well, yeah, that's what it is on the flags, too. That's what it is on the fez caps, too, in Freemasonry. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, the red does stand for the blood. And the blood is the most important thing to these Jewish vampires. And so, strangely enough, through their media, some truth is told about them, that they are the vampires. But most of it is contrived lies, distortions, deliberate propaganda, anti-Christ themes, anti-Christianity, anti-national, and pro them. Let me tell you right now, there's more people than you could ever imagine that believe the same way I do. In other words, there's more people that don't want faggots in the world than there are faggots in the world. There are more people in the world that don't want Jews in this country than there are Jews in the country. There are more people that are not for gay marriage or transvestitism than there are gay marriages and transvestites in the country, or in the world for that matter. All of these things. And yet their media will try to pretend that you're the minority in that thing. That isn't even close. See, this is how the Jewish lens works. This is why you can't trust the perspective of the Jewish lens in any form or fashion of media. You can never trust the Jew. Trusting the Jew, you might as well just kill yourself, because letting the Jew in your country is suicide. Letting the Jew in your country is debauchery, demoralization, denunciation. It is setting your children up for destruction. To let the Jew come in your nation and function in your nation, would you let me ask you something, Christians. You think you say, you know there's a devil, right? Well, would you let the devil come in and be the president of your country and live in your country if you could keep him out? You wouldn't want the devil in your country, right? That would be suicide, would it not? Well, you're letting the devil in by letting his offspring in. These Jews are the literal children of the snake. They admit this themselves. They are the children of the serpent, the Ouroboros serpent. When you let them live and thrive among you, you have just signed your death certificate. And the death of your nation, the death of your children, the death of your anything good in your nation, the death of the animal population, the death of your food, good food, the death of your good water, clean water, the death of your economy, the death of your savings, your dreams and aspirations in life. You've just given yourself an injection that will prove to be fatal. This is what Hitler knew. This is what the people of Germany knew. This is why the Jews don't want you to look at Germany. This is what they were trying to prevent for you and I. And we did not listen. We obeyed this enemy and killed our own brethren, which was the last bastion of Europe, the last protection, the last country that was a great warrior. You see, England can't defend itself now, can it? No, it's done with. It's cooked. America can defend herself, but she won't. And now Germany is an occupied country and cannot defend herself either. And so there is nobody to help us against the Jew, because the American military are mercenaries for the Jew. They would probably get mad hearing me say this, because they don't realize that they've never been fighting for Americans. We didn't go into Iraq to keep America free. America's not free. America is in tight bondage right now. Not as tight as the UK, but it's coming. You can see that. Because our own Senate and House are full of traitors that should all be taken to a Tribune court and dealt with. And they should be tarred and feathered before they're executed. Listen, I gotta go. I hope you understand the things I told you tonight, and I don't know how long we will be able to speak in America freely. I really don't. It's up to the Father in heaven. Yahweh bless you and protect you, Israelite countries, in the mighty name of Yahweh.
The edge of day, engaged in play, I've walked the miles, I've been a child. Now I'm a man, I've reached the age, just doing my best to break the cage. Left in a world so full of doubts, I wondered what it's all about. The rain, the heart on your facade, you kept it hid inside your jar. And the owls don't know. Stop working in the field. The trees are tall, the grass will grow until from all there is to know. The bud is young, the stem is weak, the fool is left only to see. The crazy ways of other days will bring us back to the same place. And the owls don't know why the glowworm grows. And the owls don't know that it just was.